Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Hi there. It's Kyle at Local Splash. How are you today?
I am doing well, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you. I was just calling for two things. We spoke yesterday just to see if you... Is this now a good time?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
at home right now, just sitting down, like watching my, just looking at my beautiful wife and my daughter.
Oh, that's great.
And them. I just
Oh,
got
that's
a
great.
haircut, coming around here, so I look.
That's great. Well, hope you had a good day. I'm sorry for the late call. I just wanted to get back to you before the end of the day. Firstly, did you hear anything from Facebook just yet?
I'm logged in with Facebook and stuff like that.
Okay, that's great. So what I will do then is send you that. Have you tried to grant us access on that link again?
Yeah, I think the link that you give me, I think it's expired because I tried it. It's not working for whatever reason.
Okay, that's fine. I'll send you a new one. Just give me 1 second. And then, you asked me about the, is it the 813 number? I
Yes,
think you
sir.
asked for that. So my colleague checked on our system that we like sort of are able to make numbers for call tracking and stuff like that. And unfortunately, there isn't any 813 numbers available.
No, man, that's not good because I'm in Tampa. I would just love to get a Tampa 813 number just for you know.
Is there another, okay, because yeah, I did ask and there was nothing available on the system at all.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Is there another number that would work better than the current one?
No, I just wanted the 813 number because I'm in the 813. I was like, when you guys have a, I just wanted the 813 number, that's all.
Okay, maybe, let me just see here. I'm gonna see if you can maybe just check it. Look, I can see on the system it's not available, but maybe see if there's any way at all.
Yeah, I understand. If it's not available, that's okay.
Okay, I'm just checking now. Okay, and then I sent you a text message with the link to.
Oh, you just did it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me open up the link right now. Okay, let me see. I might have to get on. Okay, I'm already on their Facebook page. Okay, you send a link to the text message, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll open the link right now. Let me see. Yeah. Okay, the link, Facebook. I clicked on it. When I connect Facebook.
And when you log in, you just have to accept all the permissions in order to grant us access to the page.
Okay, look, it's here. Okay, continue. But it's a change. It just say my personal Facebook page. What do I do?
So yeah, you log into your personal account because that's what your personal account manages the page.
Okay. Let me do it and connect. Okay. Yeah, but no, on that the connecting you guys, it say change. What do I do? Just
Sorry, what do you mean?
okay. I just clicked the okay. I just clicked on my page. Did it work?
Did it say choose the page?
Yeah, I just click and say it looks like you don't have permission to share Silky Clean Iron Hauling. I don't understand that.
Okay, what else does it say that...
It said access issue detected. Use Silky or an admin to the Silky Clean Iron Hauling LLC Facebook page, but not on the Silky Clean Iron Hauling. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Would you make, so is it only you that has access to the page, or somebody else?
Yeah, it's just me. You're the one that you created that page for me, right, Christina? That's my Facebook business page. Yes, you did.
On her account or your account?
No, she did on my account.
Okay, because this is not, that normally comes up when the person doesn't have sufficient permission for the page. And as I mentioned before, it's normally like when somebody else
created it. She did it on my account.
Okay, would you send me a screenshot of what you're seeing there, if that's okay?
Okay. It just say you don't look like, it looks like you don't have permission.